Blog Talk Radio.
It is Greg Squirrel live right here on Blog Talk Radio and the Greg Squirrel Show. Hope everybody's having a good time so far this weekend. Good stuff going on. But naturally, some sadness going, some disappointment. But there was other great stuff going on this weekend. So I just hope everybody out there had a good time. And we are coming at you for the next hour, like I say, right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're out there listening and you want to call in, the phone number is 914-205-5548. Let's get that phone number, 914-205-5548. Going to talk naturally Sunday night. We're going to talk NFL football. We're going to talk college football. We're going to talk some pro wrestling. The No Mercy WWE pay-per-view just finished. So still diligently trying to get all the results for that for you. I can tell you Brock Lesnar did defeat Strong Broman to retain the WWE Universal Championship. But we'll go over that more later in the show. So how's everybody doing? Mike's Blues Barbecue this weekend in Fayetteville, Arkansas, as always, a big time up there with that. And so like I say, we've got some good stuff going on. Let me see here. Oh, it's right over there. Kind of still trying to get stuff together. So 914-205-5548. Couple of big blockbuster trades or blockbuster deals, should I say? And the NBA went down today or over the weekend, and what I feel's got to be some exciting news for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Carmelo Anthony is now a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder. So that could be a definite improvement. Carmelo still got some good years left. A little bit of controversy with him wherever he goes. But I think in the end, things are going to work out for Carmelo in Oklahoma City. And I'm hearing tentative reports that Dwayne Wade has agreed to a deal with the Chicago Bulls. So anxious to see how that finishes, how that turns out, and See if Dwayne Wade and Carmelo can be those missing pieces that Oklahoma and Chicago has been been looking for. Big Sunday night football NFL matchup. Washington Redskins 24, Oakland 10. And that's with about 9 minutes left, a little over 9 minutes left in the ball game. So there you go on that. We'll run down football scores in a little bit. And naturally, I got some MMA results from this weekend. I cannot find my information. I hope I did not lose that somewhere. It's not in my bag. Information for Attitude MMA. Friday night we were in Memphis, Tennessee. Saw some great stuff with On Point MMA, or not on On Point. That was Saturday night. Atoka, Oklahoma, was Saturday night. Friday night was Attitude MMA, Memphis, Tennessee, at the Electric Cowboy, and I'm still scrambling around trying to find my information notes, and you know, hopefully I'll be able try to find those for you before we go off the air tonight. So 914-205-5448 is the call-in number. So if you're out there listening, fight promoters, fighters, if you're somebody out there who just want to talk sports, we can do that too. So let's get busy. Let's jump over to the NCAA. We got scores for you. Let me get that page to pull up here. And it looks like this. Let's take a look at the top 25 to start off the show with. Florida, South Florida, 43, Temple 7. That was a Thursday night action for NCAA. The Utah Utes, and a late one last night. Number 20, Utah defeated the Arizona Wildcats 30-24. In another big game, the North Carolina State Wolfpack, 27, defeated the Florida State Seminoles, 21. The number one ranked Ohio, or number 11 ranked Ohio State Buckeyes, 54. UNLV Running Rebels, 21. The Louisville Cardinals, 42, 17th ranked, defeated Kent State, number 42-3. Number 12 ranked Virginia Tech Hokies, 38, Old Dominion Monarchs, 0. Second ranked Clemson Tigers, 34, Boston College, 7. 14th ranked Miami Hurricanes, 52, Toledo Rockets, 30. And a top 20 or in a top 15 matchup, the TCU Horned Frogs 44, Oklahoma State 31. Top 5 football action, a USC Trojans 30, California Golden Bears 20. Number 1 ranked Alabama Crimson Tide 59, Vanderbilt 0. Number 8 ranked Michigan Wolverines 28, Purdue Boilermakers 10. Which kind of surprises me, coming off Purdue's big win last weekend over Missouri. Not 16th ranked, Washington State Cougars, 45, Nevada, 7. In a tight ball game, the number 3, Oklahoma Sooners, 49, Baylor Bears, 41. In a top 25 matchup, number 7, Georgia, 31. 24th ranked Mississippi State Bulldogs, 3. 25th ranked LSU, 35. Syracuse Orangemen, 26. And another late one last night, 19th ranked San Diego State, 28. Air Force, 20. 13th ranked Auburn Tigers, 51. Missouri Tigers, 14. Penn State Nittany Lions, 21. Iowa, 19. In a close ball game, 21st ranked Florida, 28, Kentucky Wildcats, 27. And number 6, Washington Huskies, 37, Colorado Buffaloes, 10. And in another late one, out on the California West Coast, Arizona State, 37, Ducks, Oregon Type, 35. So there you go. Let's see. I'm not sure if this is the current top 25. I'm not sure if the top 25 looks like this. Alabama, number 1. Clemson, 2. Oklahoma, 3. Penn State, 4. USC, 5. So there you go. There's your football scores, ladies and gentlemen. 914-205-5448. Once again, that phone number, 914-205-5448. So get on the phone and call on in here. We want to hear from you. Let's see here. I'm going to jump over here on Facebook. And let's see, I want to see something here. I was misinformed. I apologize. I want to get back on this, hit back on this real quick. After only one season back in Chicago, Dwayne Wade and the Bulls have reportedly reached a contract buyout. So for all intents and purposes, it sounds like Dwayne Wade will not be returning to Chicago next year. But like I say, like I mentioned earlier, Oklahoma City Thunder has signed Carmelo Anthony. So anyway, there we go. 914-205-5 NFL. I'm not going to hit too much on it. We're just going to run down the scores on the NFL. Oh, and I did. Let's head back on NCAA football real quick. Let's run over the SEC scores and just briefly do some discussions on that. Let me see here. Hop over here. There we go. SEC scores look like this. Tennessee, 17. Massachusetts, 13. South Carolina, 17. Louisiana Tech, 16. As I mentioned earlier, Vanderbilt, 59. Alabama, 59. Vanderbilt, 0. Georgia, 31. Mississippi State, 3. LSU, 35, Syracuse, 26, Auburn, 51, Missouri, 14, Florida, 28, Kentucky, 27, and in overtime, Texas A&M pulled out the heartbreaker, 50-43 over the Razorbacks. Let's talk about that game real quick. If you're out there, you want to talk Razorbacks football, let me throw this on Facebook real quick. Let's see. Let's see. Once again, I hope everybody had a good weekend. I'm trying to get this post done on Facebook. I'm just a little one-man show, so I got outside of the Midians, I got to do all this myself. Midians, they're just kind of here, you know, they just kind of walk around looking at me like,
what are you doing, dude?
All right, here we go. We are talking Razorback football. Call in at 914-205-5448. Let's just go ahead and address the 1,000-pound elephant in the room. Was there improvement in the Razorbacks Saturday in Texas? Yes. Do we still have some issues? Yes. The most glaring issues, right side of the offensive line. I don't know if they need to switch some players around. Maybe give some of the younger guys, you know. Maybe they need to open back up and just say, hey, we're going to put the best 12 or 11 on the field. What is it, 11? We're going to put the best 11 on the field and roll with it. I mean, I did see some great improvement out of Brent or Austin Allen. Also, I was happy to see some Cole Kelly. Threw in a little bit of the Wildcat package. Greg Enos definitely trying to do something there. So big hats off for them. Paul Young, I think that's the offensive line coach, definitely got to work on that right side of the offensive line. Brandon just went down too many times, and we got to stop that. You know, the running backs looked good. Williams. Devlin looked better. And those guys, Jared Cornelius is out for the season with a Achilles. And who else? Devlin might have an ankle injury, I believe what they said. So we're anxious to hear about that. I know today they got back in town, you know, did their Sunday routines, visiting the trainers, all that stuff, get themselves feeling well. And so hopefully, you know, hopefully we'll hear more about that. Apparently there was a scuffle midweek between Williams and Whaley. Not sure what it's about, but I hope it was a positive thing and not a negative thing. Because sometimes that's what it takes to motivate your players. You know, just put them into bubbles, put inflatable bubbles, put them in a cage, do whatever. Let them take out their aggressions and play some football. Defense. My business, defense is still looking good. They did get burned on a couple of plays, deep pass plays. So your corners and safeties, got to watch that. You cannot let those receivers get behind you and get burned every time. Special teams, punting, did an awesome job. I have no complaints with the punt team. They had the one kickoff return. I don't know if there was a failure to communicate. Kicker was supposed to kick one place, and the kickoff coverage went another direction. Really not sure about that, but it is what it is. You know, like I said on the other show, and like I've been saying on some of my Facebook live posts, let's not give up on Coach yet. He's trying. I mean, there's a lot of people that's going to hate Coach Bielema no matter what. Let's just be real. You know, there's some people out there that are going to hate Coach Bielema no matter what he does. But you know, a lot of people want to put the blame on him. You know, maybe I'm beating a dead horse when I say this because I've said it over and over too many times today. You can't totally blame the coaches. You know, the coaches can only coach so much. The coaches can sit there and they can go over what you need to be doing frame by frame, step by step, basically walk you through it, you know. But when it comes game time on that field, you know, the players got to do it. You know, we all know coaches can't be out there holding your hand each and every play. You got to man up. You know, I realize some of these guys are still kids, but you know, you're playing big-time football. You're playing college football teams that could probably beat half of the NFL teams. And, you know, and I don't think I'm too far from a reach on that. So, I mean, a lot of people want to lay blames on the coaches. Understandable. There's people that want to lay the blame on the players. Understandable. But you know, everybody's got to work together. And if you sit back and you watch that game, we get our butts handed to us by TCU, and then we go to overtime. And yeah, Austin Allen threw a pass that shouldn't have been thrown. He tried to do too much, threw a pass into triple coverage. You know, so you know it is what it is. 914-205-5448. The phone lines are open. If you're out there and you want to talk real quick about football, hey, we can do that right now. So, how are you feeling about the Razorback football program? I mean, I know I'm probably opening it up opening up a can of worms on this. But hey, you know, that's what I'm about. I'm about letting people speak their mind. I'm about agreeing to disagree. You know, I have no problem with that. We can disagree all day long. It's not going to affect our friendships. I'm not that kind of guy, you know. So you know, 914-205-5448. Taking a quick drink of my Coke. You know, hey, and folks, you know, what's on the sideline? I mean, I don't remember seeing any rules that say you have to wear a suit and tie, yeah, or whatever. You know, who cares what the coaches wear? I personally don't care. You know, as long as they don't look stupid. You know, if Coach Bielema felt comfortable wearing a pair of Dockers with a Razorback sweatshirt or some kind of Razorback pullover, that's the man's prerogative. You know, so lay off the man. Let him wear what he wants to as long as he's trying to do his job. That's all that matters to me. 914-205-5448. Jump over here on Facebook to see if anybody's making any comments. So we're still having, you know, we've been back on just a couple of weeks now. Still having problems getting we have access to a chat page. We're still having problems getting that chat page up and running. It is what it is. So I hope your college football team won. Like I say, mine just kind of went blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we should have going to be a good game. We should have had possibly a rental win this coming weekend. So we'll just take a look at that. Before we go over to the NFL, let's jump back on the standings. Let's take a look. Let me see here. Oh, and my boys, the Navy midshipmen, they won. They are 3-0 on the season. That's personally, you know, a lot of people think I'm goofier than a pet raccoon, which I probably am. But should they pull the trigger and get rid of Coach Bielema, I would definitely take a look. Now, like I say, some people are going to call me goofier than a outhouse rat, and that's fine. You know, you can believe what you want to believe. But, I mean, Navy's getting the job done. They are second. I don't know if this is a conference rating or what. Second in rushing yards, 393 yards per game, 268 in passing yards. They run the option, so you know they don't do a whole lot of passing. But when they do pass, you know they look pretty good. And you know, Coach Mike over there at Navy, he gets the job done. They're doing very well. You know, they beat Florida Atlantic 42-19, Tulane 23-21, and then they beat the Cincinnati Bearcat, who's predominantly a good team, 42-32. Let's see here. So this coming weekend, they travel to Tulsa to take on the Golden Hurricanes. I wanted to briefly hit on Navy because that's my candidate if it all goes south. Now, this is not saying I'm giving up on Coach B by far. Yeah, you know, I'm still right there. rooting for Coach B, Coach Rhodes, rooting for all those guys. But should it come down, I would really like to see Mike Tiapopolo, I think that's how you pronounce his name, as Arkansas's next coach. I think it'd be a good change of pace. So we'll just have to see. Let's see. Alabama Crimson Tide, 4-0, heading up the West with the Texas A&M, Auburn, and Mississippi State. Conference-wise, it's Alabama, A&M, and Auburn. And so then you jump up to the East. You got Florida at the top of the East Division with the Bulldogs. Second, Carolina, South Carolina, and Kentucky leading up. Tied for third. So there you go. My buzzer's going off. If you want to call in, once again, phone number 914-205-544. Oops, sorry about that. People are texting me on my phone. People are texting me all over the place. Let me jump over here. All right, there you go. All right. Well, like I say, phone lines are open, so get on in here, talk to me. These shows are a whole lot more fun when I have people talking to me. Let's see here. All right. Once again, we had Mike Booz Barbecue going on in Northwest Arkansas this weekend, and just a lot of stuff going on. Actually felt good kind of get out of town, get away from it. All right. Let's jump over. I started to jump over and look at the NFL. So let's get back on that, and we'll look over the division standings. Right now, you still got Washington 27, Oakland 10 on the Sunday night NFL matchup. Monday night football, Cowboys at Arizona. I think that's at Arizona. Does not indicate. Anyway, Cowboys and the Cardinals tomorrow night. Let's run down the scoreboard. Rams 41, Frisco 39, Jacksonville 44, Baltimore 7. Buffalo 26, Denver 16. Hold on a minute, more text message. All right. Buffalo 26, Denver 16, Chicago 23, Pittsburgh 17, Atlanta 30, Detroit 26, Indianapolis 31, Cleveland 28. Minnesota 34, Tampa Bay 17, New England 36, Houston 33, New York 20, New York Jets 20, Miami 6, Philadelphia 27, New York 24, New Orleans 34, Carolina 13, Tennessee 33, Seattle 27, Green Bay 27, Cincinnati 24, and Kansas City 24, Los Angeles Chargers 10. I heard something interesting, and until I hear more out of it, I don't know what how much strength to put in behind it. But there's already rumors going around that Chargers are going back to San Diego. So, like I say, I'm going to keep track of that and see what comes of that. All right, here, let's take a look at the NFL standings. You got Buffalo and New England of the AFC East Kansas City on top of the AFC West. AFC North, you got Baltimore and Pittsburgh. And then you got Tennessee and Jacksonville tied at the top of the AFC South. Jumping over, looking at the NFC, you got Philadelphia leading the way in the East. You got the Rams, L.A. Rams, leading the NFC West. You got in the NFC North, you got Minnesota, Detroit, and Green Bay in that big log jam in the NFC North. And in the NFC South, you got Atlanta heading up the show over there. So there you go. Once again, the phone lines are open, 914-205-5448. 914-205-5448. So the phone lines are still open. Get on in here. Talk to me. We're going to put another post on here. Phone lines are open on the Greg Squirrel Show. Did anybody catch the debut of the new Star Trek TV series? Be honest, I tried watching a little bit of it. Just couldn't grasp it. Couldn't grasp it. I don't know. Maybe I need to give it some time, see how it goes. We'll just have to see. Let's see here. All right, we talked a little NBA, talked a little NFL. We've naturally talked about the Razorbacks. Talked about the NFL. Let's see here. I'm just glancing around. See if I can pull this up for you. There we go. There's what I was looking for. All right. Let's see here. Let's get phone lines are open. 914-205-5448. The reason I take a little bit long to get to something is because, you know, I try to put stuff on Facebook so people can hear, so people can see what we're talking about. So right now we're getting ready to jump over here. We got about 24 seconds left in the show. So we're going to jump over here and we are going to talk about No Mercy. WWE No Mercy pay-per-view was tonight. So in no particular order, we're just going to jump right in the middle of this. Let's see here. I guess the first real match we're going to hit on is the Raw Women's Championship. Alexa Bliss defeated Sasha Banks, Bayley, Nia Jax, and Emma in a fatal five-way match to retain her WWE Raw Women's Championship when she got the pin on Bayley, who's coming back from her shoulder injury. Unfortunately, Nia Jax did not even equate into the result of the match. I feel it's going to come down between Nia Jax and Little Miss Alexa Bliss. And, I mean, There it is on that one. Raw Tag Team Champions Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins got the victory over Cesaro and Sheamus. Kind of a mini Shield reunion, just due to the simple fact that Roman is not back there yet. So right now it's just Rollins and Ambrose, and once again, WWE Universal Tag Team Champions, or Raw Tag Team Champions. I don't know if they refer to that as the Universal Tag Team Champions. WWE Raw Tag Team Champions. And they walk out with the belts. We're going to jump down here. We saw Finn Balor defeat Bray Wyatt. And from what I hear, it's a pretty decent match. I was not able to watch it, but pretty interesting match. And jump back over here into these results. Let's see here, Ambrose, Intercontinental Champion The Miz defeated Jason Jordan. You know, I really don't know what to think about that, because anybody with half a brain realizes that Jason Jordan really is not Kurt Angle's son. I mean, it just isn't. Quick drink of my Coca-Cola. Elias Sampson defeated Apollo Crews, Apollo Worldwide, or whatever you want to call it. Let's see here. There's one match that they did not put on here, which kind of surprises me. WWE has a new cruiserweight champion as Enzo Amore defeated Neville to become the new cruiserweight champion. Really don't know how to feel about that one, to be quite honest. I mean, I've been a Neville fan, you know, even with the new attitude, as you want to call it. I've been a big fan of Enzo ever since him and Big Cass showed up, because he is a certified G and a bona fide stud. So, I mean, this is one of those matches I could have gone either way on. Let's just be truthful about that. Just one of them I could have gone either way. Way on. 914-205-5448. I still have not been able to find my result cards from Attitude MMA, Memphis, Tennessee. I don't know if they fell out of my bag or just what, but I know I had them last night, and I could have swore I got them put back in my bag. But as I checked my bag when I got home before the show start, they were not there. So I really do hope. Matter of fact, while I'm thinking about it, all right, 914-205-5448. We'll just do some quick hits. If I don't have the cards, we'll just do some quick hits on Friday night, Memphis, Tennessee, Attitude MMA at the Electric Cowboy. I mean, this promotion is still impressing me. Every show had some great matchups. had two super heavyweight matches with the winners of those matches. I guess we'll be competing for the first Attitude MMA Super Heavyweight Championship. I guess the big highlight of the night was the MMA debut of Conry Gracie, the son of legendary Hoist Gracie. Yes, I got that right. I was not aware that in Brazil, your R's are pronounced like H's. So everybody probably calls him Royce Gracie. But when you get down into the technicalities of how the Brazilians do things, it is pronounced Hoist Gracie. Hoist was in attendance. Great pleasure to meet him. I feel honored and privileged to be able to announce Conry Gracie, Hoist's son, to his first, his MMA debut. It was his first fight, and it went down right there in Memphis, Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen, and I was there, and so very excited about that. Saw some great fights there at Memphis. Attitude MMA don't have a date for their next show, hopefully. They're sitting back, looking things over. So hopefully I did talk to the owner after the show. He said they may hold off for the remainder of 2017 and start getting things geared up for 2018. So really excited about what they have going on. So once again, big shout out to Paul and all the crew. Too many names. I'm getting old, and there's just too many names over there to memorize. But once again, I just look forward to getting back over to Memphis in the near future, once again, with Attitude MMA. All right. On Point MMA. Built Point, right? On Point MMA. Now on the Greg Squirrel Show. I do have my All right, let's get on with these. I do have my result cards. I got them right here in my hand from the matches. On Point MMA, Atoka, Oklahoma. Very good show. Very good show down there. Let's see here. So let's bump over here. Let me check something real quick. See if I got an update on the Sunday Night Football. I think that game is over. Don't hold me to it. Yes, 27. Washington 27, Oakland 10. All right. So let's talk about On Point MMA. 914-205-5448. We got about 13 minutes left in the show. This was a fun show. Now, folks, if you I know you've seen them, but during the intermission break and time fillers, they had the bubble balls or whatever you want to call it, the little bubbles that people can get in and bounce all over the place, kind of like sumo in a bubble. Is what I call it. We crowned our first intergender bubble ball champion. Matter of fact, I'm going to put that on. I'm being Audrey with this, folks, so I hope you'll forgive me. I'm probably going to get a phone call after what I just posted on Facebook. You had the bank president. I should have wrote the guy's name down. We had the bank president against one of the city judges or something. That was hilarious. And then you had a couple of girls go at it. Can't remember their names. Had a couple of kids go at it. And you had a special challenge. Travis Lehman, owner of On Point, Travis Lehman, owner of On Point MMA, had a special challenge against Michael Legg. Leggy, L-E-G-G-E, is that Leggy or Leg or something like that? Who is the husband of the matchmaker time, Dune King, Leggy. And then to really set it off, later on in the show, we had a special intergender challenge, husband and wife. And you had Michael Legge against his wife, Time. And Michael came out of there as the intergender bubble ball champion. 914-205-5448. Time is probably going to call on here and bust my butt about that. But, hey, it's all in good fun. The crowd really seemed to enjoy Attitude MMA, or Attitude, On Point MMA. And so definitely look forward to working with Travis. I always enjoy working with Time. She has several promotions that she works with. So definitely look forward to working with her in the future. Hopefully they'll be able to fit in one more show in 2017 and then really take the rest of the year off and really start ramping up for 2018. With that in mind, I have in my hand, I don't know if you can hear that, in my hand, the result from the inaugural On Point MMA Anarchy in Atoka. And it goes like this. Started off the night with the big boys. 3 3-minute rounds in the amateur heavyweight division. You saw Derek Alexander, Joseph Young, 32 seconds of the first round, tap out due to strikes. So congratulations to Derek Alexander. And the second matchup in the evening in the amateur 145 weight division went a split decision. Congratulations to Gabriel Casillas out of Odessa, Texas. He walked away with the split decision in that matchup. Your third matchup of the evening, 3 3-minute rounds in the AMI 155 division. You had Von Raffensperger win by unanimous decision over Matthew Mayfield. Von Raffensperger, great. It was his MMA debut. Blacklock Valetudo out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Good to see my friend Craig Blacklock again. Haven't seen him in a couple of years. Training winners. That's all I can say about that. Fight number four of the evening was the amateur 170 weight division. 2 minutes, 11 seconds of the third round, Cale Bryant by technical knockout. So congratulations to him. All right. In the fifth matchup of the evening, in the 145 weight division, 128 in the first round, you saw Colton Ham. He got the tap out with the armbar submission over Jimmy Meza out of Odessa, Texas. So congratulations to Colton Ham. All right. Then we move into the pro division. On Point MMA, amateur and pros. So if there's any pro fighters out there that are looking for a good promotion to fight with, I definitely invite you to check out On Point MMA. So here we go. On Point MMA, pro 155-pound weight division. You saw Christian Cochran, 126 in the first round. He got the technical knockout over Jarrett Walden. So congratulations to Christian Cochran. In the seventh matchup of the evening, your co-main event, 450 in the first round, your winner by knockout, and he got the knockout bonus of the night, Austin Conrad, Prodigy MMA out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, making his pro debut, and he got the victory over Trey Parks. So congratulations to Conrad. And then in your main event of the evening, 185-pound weight division, you saw Matt Dixon, Blacklock Valetudo, Tulsa, Oklahoma. He amateur record of 8-0, I believe it is. But he got his pro debut victory, third round, tap out. To 237, the third round, your winner by tap out in the main event, Matt Dixon over Kelvin Rayfield. So, or Rayford, I'm sorry, Kelvin Rayford. Once again, a very good show. You know, once again, big shout out to, big shout out to, Travis Lehman, great guy. We hit it off immediately. It's always going to get better, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, another one of them promotions. I'd like to say I've been around this sport long enough now that I can tell who has some potential, and I would definitely like to say I feel that with On Point MMA and Attitude MMA as well as that. On Point MMA, just some great people, good crowd response. For their first show, I say they probably had close to 500 people, which, my opinion, really isn't bad for your first show. So definitely look forward to seeing what happens with that promotion in the future. And like I say, look forward to working with them again. Still got about 3 minutes left on the show, 914-205-5448. So far, I'm still alive on Facebook. Nobody busted my chops yet. I want to give a big shout-out to Richard Mode. Time. There's Clint. Clint, you dog. Hold on. We may have a Clint Davis sighting, boys and girls. Me and Clint kind of had a heated Facebook argument on the way home about football, but we're still friends. Me and Clint have known each other way too long. Hopefully, we can maybe squeeze Clint in here in the last minute. 914-205-5448. Don't forget, we're going to be back on the air Thursday night. So I hope everybody had a good weekend. It's weather starting to change up on us. Clint. Let's see here. If I can get that done. All right. So anyway, well, apparently Clint's not going to call in, but he is going to go back and listen to the replay. So we got about just under 2 minutes, and 914-205-5448. Didn't get a call from my Granny Hulkster tonight. I'm kind of disappointed about that. I've known Granny Hulkster a long time, Still got some great MMA events coming up through the remainder of the year. So, got Cassville, Oklahoma coming up. And then we also have Springfield, Missouri, end of the year. Razorback football coming up this weekend. Razorbacks versus New Mexico State Lobos. I just got a funny feeling that the Hogs are going to turn it around. I mean, I saw too many pluses. I just saw too many pluses. You had your takeaways. Right side of the offensive line's got to do a better job making holes and protecting their quarterback. Your defense, your receivers, got to stop getting burned on those deep pass plays. I think they happened two or three times. Special teams need to work on their coverage. But, you know, we went to overtime, and, once again, you got to look on the quarterback. Tried to do too much, threw a pass into a triple coverage, and the ball was intercepted. So, it is what it is. So, we are out of here. I'm going to turn on this wonderful footage right here. And we will see everybody.